It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, July 7th. I'm Patricia Naft. A new foundation has been organized in the memory of Caitlin Haynes, the Montrose High School student who took her life this spring. The organization called Before You Hate, Think of Kate will focus on reducing and preventing bullying in schools. This is Ann Hillman, Director of Exceptional Student Services with the Montrose County School District. She's also a board member and a liaison between the group and the school system.
Certainly it was events from the spring and the loss of a student life that, you know, begged the question and asked us to examine as a school district, you know, what we were doing to prevent bullying and how we were responding to it. We certainly consider it to be an even larger cultural issue of, you know, how do kids and families interact with one another? What are our expectations and what are our supports to help kids make the best decisions, you know, in the legacy of the foundation? They need to think before they speak, to think before they act, and really consider the consequences on how our actions affect other human beings.
The foundation is currently applying for nonprofit status and already is planning for a speaker to come to the schools. Democratic Representative Millie Hamner was the vice chair of the Joint Budget Committee this past session and will chair the committee in 2016. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Hamner on Friday about the recent session, the state budget, and education funding.
Millie, what do you think will be big issues in this coming session?
Well, the biggest issues in this past session that just completed in early May were the budget and education. And I would predict that those same two issues will be at the top of the priority list in next session.
School testing was a big issue this past session. Do you think Democrats will go further to reduce tests next session, like some in both parties want, or do you think the issue is settled for now?
I would say, you know, the issue around testing and education are not really partisan issues. For example, there are Democrats and Republicans who thought we could have gone farther. There are Democrats and Republicans who thought we went too far. As soon as I got finished with the budget work this past session, I was asked to step up to help with the Education Committee. As you know, I was the chair of the committee for the last two previous years. And the chair of the Education Committee got very sick and actually passed away. And so I picked up the education issues at the end of session. We all felt pretty good about striking the proper balance for this year. I don't know if people out in the field are satisfied with the result. And so I think that we'll be revisiting some of these issues again.
A small amount of the negative factor was paid out to schools last session, but they are still owed millions. In what ways are lawmakers working to pay back that money and further restore education funding in the next session? Are we going to see a continued halt on new policies or mandates for school districts until more money is paid back?
Again, another great question, complicated question. I'll try to give the simplest answer I possibly can, given how complex these issues are. You know, we were able to put $25 million into reducing what is called the negative factor, and that's the amount of money schools believe is owed to them by the state budget because of the recession and a different interpretation of how Amendment 23 is calculated. So that can get very complicated. I had to fight really hard this year to get even the $25 million to reduce the negative factor. And unfortunately, to do that, we had to reduce payouts to counties and local municipalities with severance tax revenue to even get that done. So we're in a really tough spot with competing needs and challenges to the budget, especially as we face the Tabor refund issue. I'm going to continue, and there are many of us at the State House who are fully committed to doing everything we can to do a better job with funding our schools.
Talking about severance tax is money that goes to communities affected by energy development and resource extraction. How do you justify using those funds to balance the state budget?
The governor's proposed budget had recommended a greater amount of money to be reduced from the severance tax distribution. Severance tax revenue fluctuates from year to year, and during this budget year, the revenues far exceeded what we had expected. So even though we were we agreed to reduce the distribution by $20 million. The increase to towns and municipalities far increased what we had projected they would be. So I guess the short answer is the governor wanted to go farther with severance tax reductions, and the compromise was the $20 million.
That was Representative Millie Hamner speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. Tune in tonight for the rest of the interview where Hamner discusses the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. Mesa County Library is breaking ground on a new facility, and it won't be storing books. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The new building will be dedicated to artists and videographers. This is Joseph Sanchez, the director of Mesa County Libraries.
Well, obviously libraries are looking at e-books and digital media and the changes that have happened in the information ecosystem and looking for different ways we can serve our patrons and serve our communities. And one of the things I've been working on for about 7 to 8 years is trying to figure out ways to help patrons tell their own stories rather than just read other people's stories.
The new facility in Grand Junction will have a recording studio and a production room.
I've played for years with the idea of trying to find a way to use a public library to create a public resource where people come in and have access to things that they normally couldn't get, you know, a soundproof studio, a control room, and both learn if you're just trying to learn or if you have a specific idea, we help you produce it.
There will also be space in the new building for an artist in residence. The artist will be able to work in the studio in exchange for educational programs that the library will put on. Also, any artwork, any video, any music made will be archived within the library. If anyone searches the catalog for, say, Western Colorado art, the normal books will show up, in addition to the art that was produced, with information about the artist. The Media Center, which will be known as 970 West Studio, may seem like a stretch for a library. It's a long way from card catalogs and encyclopedias.
So for me, I get the question, like, what's the connection to libraries? But if you think about that transaction of a book, what's really happening is information is being given that somebody doesn't have, that they value. Whether it's the format of a physical hard copy book or a video or an image or an audio recording is fairly irrelevant. What really matters is that that patron, that person in our community, is getting a copy of a piece of information that has value.
Sanchez says that there is already a lot of interest from artists, musicians, videographers, and the general public. He says that they're open to new and interesting ideas for the space. The grand opening for the building is planned for early November. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A wildfire broke out in Grand Junction over the weekend. The Daily Sentinel reports that in the evening of the 4th of July, a brush fire broke out and threatened several buildings. Thanks to some well-timed rain, the fire was contained within 2 hours with no injuries or loss of life. It is believed to have been started by fireworks. Grand Junction Fire Department is continuing an investigation. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.